Lie on your back. If it's comfortable for you, let your legs be long and your arms by your sides. If not, feel free to bend your legs and put your feet standing. Where do you feel contact with the floor? Can you feel the back of your pelvis? How is the weight distributed on your pelvis? Evenly, or more to the right or to the left? Is your spine touching the floor? Sense the space under your lower back. If you could measure that space, how big would it be? Would you be able to slip a piece of paper under your back? Your hand? A fist? Where on your back do you begin to feel contact with the floor? Many of us don't notice tense areas and discomfort until there is an injury. Just paying attention in this way can increase your awareness and help prevent future problems. Remain lying on your back, and if your knees are not already bent, bend them and place your feet standing on the floor about hip-width apart. Interlace your fingers and place your hands behind your head. Let your head lie easily in your hands. Gently fold your elbows in toward your face. Using your arms and trying not to use your neck, begin raising your head off the floor as if you wanted to look between your legs. Just raise your head and then lower it several times. Pay attention to your neck and see if you can allow it to be carried by the hands. Notice your breath. When do you inhale? When do you exhale? Do you always do it the same way, with the same movement? And put your head down, let your elbows open out to the side a moment. And just feel the space under your arms. And undo your fingers and let your arms be long by your side. Let your legs be long and rest. Bend your knees again. Put your right hand behind your head. Bring your left knee up over your chest so your foot is in the air. Let your left hand grab the top of your left knee. Now, if your hand doesn't reach your knee, don't try to force it. Instead, you can use a towel or scarf looped behind your knee, grabbing the ends with your hand. Now begin gently bringing your right elbow toward your left knee and your left knee toward your right elbow. So you're folding in gently. Remember to fold your elbow into your face before you raise your head. So your hand is behind your head and it lifts your head towards the knee. And again, see if you can figure out how your breath can help this movement. Is it easier to raise your head while inhaling or while exhaling? You'll find, after a few moments of trying, that it's easier to exhale as you raise your head. Exhaling allows the chest to soften in the front. The ribs can fold together, and you can get a little bit more movement. So see if you can coordinate raising your head with an exhale. And leave it. Take your hand out from behind your head and let yourself rest with your legs bent for a moment. And bring your knee back up, same knee, but this time put your right hand on the left knee and place your left hand behind your head. And begin doing the same movement, this time bringing your left elbow toward your left knee. You're not trying to touch your knee. You're not trying to get anywhere. You're just greeting the knee and the elbow. Picture your back rounding, widening as you do this movement, the chest in front softening, letting the breath help you. And leave it. Let your legs be long. Put your arms by your side and rest. While you're resting, take a moment to check how you feel after doing these movements. How does the floor feel now? What is your sense of comfort? If you feel tired, as if you were struggling or working hard, try to make the movements smaller. Take longer pauses in between. Bend your knees. Put your right hand behind your head. Lift your right knee up over your chest and place your left hand on your right knee. And begin doing the same movement on this side, bringing your elbow towards your knee towards your elbow. What is your attitude toward doing the movement? Is it a goal to be accomplished? An obstacle to be overcome? Sometimes our bodies become tense in our day-to-day interactions. Maybe we push too hard. Maybe we waste energy trying to do more than we should. And put your leg down, let your arm come out, and rest. And with your right hand, grab your right knee and put your left hand behind your head. And try the same movement from this orientation, bringing the knee to the elbow to the knee, allowing yourself to exhale as you raise your head and bend your knee, feeling the sense of folding. How small of a movement can you do and still know that you're doing the movement? When does it become an effort? And can you allow yourself to do the movement with less effort? And let it go, rest, let your legs be long. When we use too much effort, our sense of well-being becomes compromised. Tension restricts blood flow and proper breathing, leading to more tension and eventually to illness or injury. Not only that, but we become less effective at our tasks and this makes us even more tense. Taking your time and taking care of yourself is the beginning of more effective functioning. Now interlace your fingers again and take a look at how you did that. You did it without thinking. You either have your right thumb on top with all the other fingers following, or your left thumb on top with all the other fingers following. This is your habitual way of interlacing your fingers. So now try interlacing your fingers non-habitually. In other words, if your right thumb and your right fingers are on top, switch it so the left ones are on top. And if the left ones are on top, put the right ones on top. It's a strange feeling, but it gives you an indication of just how every movement that we do without thinking is a habit. We need habits to survive. But sometimes habits that we've chosen start to interfere with our effective functioning. As we change, as our duties change, as our situations change. When these habits begin to interfere, we start to experience more tension. Place your interlaced fingers behind your head and bring both knees up in the air. Let them hang loosely somewhere over your chest. And begin rolling your body from side to side. So you're not going up and down. You're rocking from left to right. Not just your legs and pelvis, not just your head and arms, but everything is rocking from side to side. And pause a moment. And now raise your head and try to do the same rocking. And this time let the rocking increase until you find yourself lying on your right side. Your legs will be bent just the way they were hanging over your chest. And your hands are still interlaced behind your head. And just lie a moment on your side, feeling what it feels like to have your knees curled up this way. And now begin a movement of bringing your left elbow to your left knee and your left knee toward your left elbow while lying on your side. So your hands remain interlaced. And you don't even have to lift your leg up off your other leg. Just slide it. Again, how lazy can you make this movement? How gentle, how easy, and still feel like you're doing the movement. As you bring your elbow toward your knee, can you feel your back opening, widening behind you? Each time you come back to one knee on top of the other, now lift your left leg off of your right leg up towards the ceiling, keeping it bent. And let your leg continue towards the left. You'll feel the rest of your body being pulled. First your leg, your right leg will come up off the floor. And let the left leg keep going until you've rolled all the way over to your left side. Once again, your knees are bent. Your hands are still interlaced behind you. And begin the same movement now bringing your right elbow toward your right knee. And away. Sensing your breath. Sensing your ease as you do this movement. And let the movement go. Roll onto your back and let your legs come down, lengthening them on the floor. Let your arms come out from behind your head and rest. Bend your knees over your chest. And now hook your right hand under the fold of your left knee. So you're going behind your left knee. Cross your left arm over your right arm and hook your left hand under the right knee. Using your hands, gently draw your knees towards your chest. And let it go back to neutral. Each time you bring your knees toward your chest, exhale. Invite your back to widen. As you do this movement, sense your abdomen. Is it contracting or relaxed? Allow it to soften. Many people store a lot of tension in the abdominal area. Some think this makes a flat stomach, but constantly holding your stomach muscles actually weakens the back muscles, often leading to injury. A relaxed stomach is not a flaccid stomach. Check in periodically during your day at work. You may be surprised to find that you are unconsciously holding your stomach, impeding your breath, and creating back tension. Now pause with that movement and begin lengthening your right leg, not up towards the ceiling, but as if you were trying to straighten your leg down to the floor without letting go. So your hand is still holding behind the leg. You'll find that your left shoulder begins to pull off the floor. And you lengthen the leg and then release it a few times. And now try the same thing with your left leg. So the left leg is lengthening as if you were trying to touch the wall ahead of you. Your right shoulder pulls a little bit off the floor. You feel your arm lengthen. Keep your arms long. And now as you lengthen your left leg, bend your right knee. And then lengthen your right leg and bend your left knee. So that you're alternately lengthening and bending your legs. Letting your shoulders be free. And let it go. Let your legs come down. Rest. As you're resting, sense once again your contact with the floor. What is the relationship of your pelvis to the floor now? How does the space behind your lower back feel? Where does your spine begin to contact the floor? Now bend both knees and bring them to standing. And lift your left knee up over your chest. Place your left hand over the top of your left knee like you did in the beginning of the lesson, your right hand behind your head. And just bring your right elbow to your left knee a couple of times just to see the quality of the movement now. And switch hands. Feel the ease that you've acquired in just a few minutes of awareness. And put your left leg down and try the same thing with your right knee. Your right hand holding the right knee, your left hand behind your head. And see if this has also improved. And switch hands. And let the movement go. Lengthen your legs a moment. Slowly roll to one side and come up to standing. Feel the length of your back as you stand. Can you feel how your pelvis connects with your spine and your legs? Allow your back to arch a moment. Tilt to your pelvis back so that you have a curve behind your lower back and hold it. This is how many people spend their days. Now very slowly release the pelvis. Close your eyes and imagine your spine is a chain being supported from above. Your pelvis hangs from that chain. Allow your pelvis to just hang, confident that the spine will hold you up. Release any holding in your back. Take a walk around, sensing the length of your back. Perhaps during the week, you'll have some moments when you can come back to this feeling. If you're particularly tense, check in with your pelvis. Are you holding it up or allowing the spine to do the work? Is your stomach tense? Are you breathing? And take some time each week to lie down on the floor and repeat these exercises. You'll find your sense of well-being and your ability to cope will increase.